It's a case that's captivated the nation's attention. A young boy in a Spider-Man suit who vanished, seemingly into thin air, outside his foster grandmother's house on the New South Wales mid-north coast. Now, 5 years on, there's still no sign of William Tyrrell, but there is a broader development. A one-time suspect in the case is now seeking compensation from the New South Wales police force. Police are yet to prosecute anyone over the disappearance of the young boy, and the investigation has raised questions about the challenges police face covering long-running cases. Eleni Soltis has this report.
Bill Spedding is clear about the impact being the chief suspect in one of Australia's biggest child abduction mysteries has had on his life. He was linked to the disappearance of William Tyrrell on the New South Wales mid-north coast in 2014.
Basically, the business no longer exists. We have no, up until this point, we've had no life at all. And we've basically got to restart over again. But the thing is that the publicity was worldwide. It wasn't just New South Wales. It was Australia and worldwide. And that is damage that can never be repaired.
His lawyer, Peter O'Brien, has told Four Corners the police failed to consider that their line of inquiry was possibly wrong.
They had by that stage formed a view that Bill Spedding was the person that they were most interested in investigating connected with the disappearance of William Tyrrell. That was very clear from the interview that they had with him, and regrettably was based on a whole lot of propositions that they hadn't properly considered and hadn't properly turned their mind to the possibility that they were wrong.
The case has put into sharp focus how police handle long-running cases.
I think it's a perfectly natural thing. The psychiatrists call it confirmation bias. Other people call it tunnel vision.
That's Jack Waterford. He is a writer for the Canberra Times and covered the high-profile case of David Eastman, who was jailed for almost 20 years for killing one of Australia's top police officers. Mr. Eastman was last month awarded more than $7 million in compensation after he was found not guilty of the crime. Jack Waterford says police face enormous pressure covering these kind of high-profile cases and face the risk of becoming fixated on a certain line of inquiry.
If there's any sort of background that makes the suspect unpopular or something, there's a focus that develops on them. That's perfectly all right. Everybody of interest, you know, should be eliminated and all evidence pointing to anybody should be thoroughly investigated. The problem is when they focus too hard on somebody that they give up their search in other areas. And probably that some of the trails which might have existed at that time went cold.
And he says he's very concerned how police interact with the media for these kind of cases.
I believe that the public ought to be in on the secret and the police ought to be fairly open in discussing their progress in the case and the state of their knowledge. I don't like the idea that media are some sort of reward and punished species that the police use and abuse and play favourites with. And I'm terribly concerned about a modern trend of saying, in effect, nudge, nudge, that's the person that we believe did it, but we can't quite prove it as yet.
The case remains unsolved, and The World Today has sought comment from New South Wales Police.
Eleni Soltis.